You're listening to the Girls on the Big Blue Couch Show with Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley. Today on episode number 2, we share a personal story about body image called I Am Beautiful, Do It For Her. Welcome to our show. We are Mandy B. Anderson and Rachel Chumley, co-founders of Big Blue Couch Coaching, certified coaches, speakers, writers, and best friends. We're BFFs. And Big Blue Couch Coaching is a life coaching company for all people who feel worthless, stressed, and unhappy. We equip you with the skills to conquer obstacles, discover self-worth, and live a vibrant life. And today we have a special story for you. We're actually going to be sharing Rachel's personal body image story. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Good. You're ready. We're ready.
I am ready.
We have such a dynamic friendship because Rachel has rarely struggled with body image.
That's true.
Am I correct to say that?
You are correct.
Whereas I have issues. You'll hear that in the next episode. But Rachel has rarely struggled with body image, and she has such a unique outlook on it that we just really wanted to share her story with you today. So Rachel, you have this story of really how your mom framed your mind growing up in this area. So let's dive right in.
Mandy is right in saying that body image wasn't really something that I struggled with. I actually used to feel really bad saying that. I used to be like kind of guilty that I didn't struggle with it because so many women generally do. And the only thing that I can attest it to is how I was raised. And when I was a little girl and growing up, my mother was very good about making sure that I understood what a healthy body image actually meant. Now, when you ask her about it today, she doesn't feel like she did that necessarily on purpose or that well. But she grew up not getting that from her mother like she should have. That she really made a point when she started having children, especially when she had a daughter, that she wanted to raise her a little bit differently than she was raised. And I never remember my mother calling herself fat or going on yo-yo diets or ever really saying anything bad about what she looked like or calling herself names, you know, because sometimes mm-hmm. women say that, like, I feel stupid or I
never hear your mom say that.
No, she doesn't
about
now
any
either.
Of it.
Right. Absolutely. And I think as a little girl, that really framed my mind for how I saw myself. I had never I never really had that stage that I went through. I mean, we all go through junior high and awkward, like, you know, whatever. And we all have these gangly bodies and everything's
purple
weird.
Glasses.
Right. You know, I mean, we grew up as children of the late 80s, early 90s. And so we had some hairstyles and some mm-hmm. things that were just like, oh, man, you don't want those.
We have some memories.
Right. You don't yes. want those pictures out. But really, I didn't struggle a whole lot with my body image. I never felt like uncomfortable in my own skin very often. I didn't really feel any shame about who I was. And I really attest that all to my mom mm-hmm. and how she raised me. And I think that has really framed who I am today and the body image that I have now.
And really, for all of the moms out there who are thinking, how do I keep my daughter from thinking that way and having body image struggles? Because mm-hmm. the media has it all over the place. I mean, when we did this show at a radio station, I know we had one whole topic that was basically like, what is the media saying about stuff like
right.
this? And they're not painting a very positive picture mm-hmm. for women and little girls even to be confident in how they look
right.
and comfortable with how they look. So for the moms out there, I think what we're really trying to get across is to really be intentional about how you talk about yourself, because your daughter is listening.
Right, absolutely. And that's one of the things that I really try to teach women, is that the words that come out of your mouth are going to be the voice that your daughter hears mm-hmm. inside her head about who she is. And so you might be saying statements about yourself mm-hmm. when you're saying, you know, I feel fat or I look fat or whatever. You know, your daughter sees you in a certain way.
Right.
And she sees you as her mother, and she sees you as this beautiful, awesome person in her life. And she doesn't see all those negative things you say about yourself. But when somebody starts hearing something over and over and over again, it'll start mm-hmm. changing their mindset about that. And then when she sees you, who she thinks is beautiful and wonderful, and you think that you're fat and horrible, she starts to think, well, maybe I'm fat mm-hmm. and horrible. And so that's something that I really try to get moms to understand, and not only just moms, but women in general, because like you said, with media and everything going on, little girls are really bombarded with negative images all the time. And actually, I've had to call my husband on it a few times, mm-hmm. and I've heard him say, oh, you know, I'm feeling fat today, or do I look okay in this shirt? Is my tummy too big or whatever? And I say, you know, I have to be like, you can't talk like that in front of the girls, and you can't talk like that in front of our son. And he's like, oh, yeah, I forget. But it's really a human issue, not really just a woman's issue.
It's not a gender thing.
No, not really. But one of the things that I do, just to come back to media a little bit with my girls, is if we are, first of all, I'm really particular about what my girls watch. But even if the program is, you know, child-friendly or family-friendly, the commercials can be
right.
not, which happens quite frequently. Mm-hmm. So a lot of times what I do with my oldest, my littlest girl is only 18 months, so we don't really talk about a whole lot yet. She kind of just babbles most of the time. But
it's the cutest babble.
With my oldest, if we see a commercial that's on TV that's questionable as far as body image or overly sexual or whatever, we do talk about it. Mm-hmm. And I ask her questions that are appropriate for a 7-year-old or an 8-year-old as far as, do you think this is the right image for what your body looks like or what God says about you? And then we mm-hmm. talk about it. So I do use those times to be teaching moments instead of just turning the channel or acting like it didn't happen mm-hmm. or just pretending like we didn't notice it. So,
you know, you have this letter that you wrote to your girls, and you wrote it on your blog a couple years ago. And both Rachel and I have blogs that we've been doing for a few years already before we co-founded Big Blue Couch Coaching. And my question before we share this letter is, was this letter written before the Frumpy to Fabulous days or after? Because you do have a season in life where you did have a little bit of a struggle.
I did. This letter was actually written after Frumpy to Fabulous okay. started. And Frumpy to Fabulous was this little movement that started on my website. And really what it was is, after a season of depression, I've had 3 children and I've had postpartum with all 3 of them, but I also had depression while I was pregnant. So I've mm-hmm. spent many years over the last 6 years in some kind of depressive
and you didn't
state.
Know it.
I didn't know it until we had baby number 3 that's what we were dealing with. And so there were definitely some years that I mm-hmm. was... Not really that I questioned my body image so much, but I couldn't take care of myself the way that mm-hmm. I wanted to. And so I did live in these ugly gray, huge sweatpants. They were men's sweatpants. They're not women's
and
sweatpants.
And you still have them.
I do still have them. I have a really hard time throwing them away. I'm not sure why.
They have a sentimental value. We really actually want to take that. And I have this big pink fluffy robe from my season of fun. And we want to somehow encase them in glass and put them in our office.
Right.
Because they're symbolic.
They are symbolic. But yeah, I did go through a time where I really had a hard time. I was having such a hard time emotionally that it was mm-hmm. coming out physically
yes.
as well. And so...
And it comes out physically when you stop doing your hair, you stop wearing makeup.
Right.
And you literally live in your sweatpants.
I did literally live in my sweatpants. And the Frumpy to Fabulous thing actually started after a night out with our husbands.
Yes.
And
your husband begged me to take you to a certain store where Victoria shares all of her secrets. And how Frumpy to Fabulous started. It was
because I had no idea that my husband was that, like, that he had noticed
right.
that much that I had, like,
and
let
you know,
myself go.
It was one of those things where I don't even think your friends noticed, because you didn't live in them when you were outside of the house.
No, I was still just pretty good about putting right. on the face outside. But, mm-hmm. you know, the second we got home, I sat on that couch. That was before we even had the blue couch. It was a red
right.
couch. That,
yes.
And I laid on that couch in my ugly gray sweatpants.
Yes.
And so, yeah, I have had those moments when I have felt less than stellar
and
about
it creeps
myself.
In.
Right. And, you know, I have
slowly.
Had 3 kids, so that's a lot of body changes
right.
that have happened. And I think if I didn't have that foundation from my mom, it probably would have been a lot mm-hmm. worse than it was. And I know with baby number 3, when we knew that the depression was going to happen, that the postpartum was going to happen, we were much better equipped to handle that. And while mm-hmm. I did go through that season, I think I probably wore my gray sweatpants a couple of times, it didn't last nearly as long.
Yes.
I was able to bounce back a lot quicker.
Much quicker. Much quicker. So today we want to share, just really quick, out of Rachel's story, we want you to grab 2 truthful statements to carry with you. And the first one is to do it for her.
Absolutely.
Whoever her is. Who is her?
Her can be anybody in your life. For me, it's my daughters. If you don't have kids, it can be a friend's daughters. It can be your nieces. It can be the little neighbor girl down the street. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's really hard to pull out self-confidence for yourself and self-worth
yes,
for yourself.
Real.
It's real. If you are having a hard time with that, pick somebody else. Do it for her. Mm-hmm. Do it for that little girl that's watching you.
So when you chose to do it for her, you wrote this letter to your girls.
I did.
And you're going to share a portion of it today or all? It's quite long.
It is long. I didn't realize
that
it was.
We could put it on the website.
So big. Okay. I'm going to try and share
just a few.
Some of it, yes.
A few portions of it. And then we'll put it on the website too so you can read the full letter in all of its entirety, because it actually might inspire some of you moms or even some of you dads to share these truths with your daughters.
Right.
And the other little girls or the women in your life even.
Absolutely. So I'm going to just share some of this. It says, the opening is to my beautiful girls. To my beautiful girls, more than anything in the world, I want you both to have a vibrant relationship with Jesus, not the stuffy, religious, legalistic relationship you'll often see in churches, but the genuine friendship and dependency on the one who created you. Outside of this relationship, I want you to have a healthy self-concept. You see, the two go together. You cannot understand your worth if you don't understand the one who makes you worthy. I want you to understand who you are and who you've been created to be at a very early age. I want you to love and appreciate your body as the beautiful temple God has created. I don't want you to be ashamed. I don't want you to hide, and I don't want you to ever feel disgusting. I want something different for you. You see, this is an issue that most women struggle with. Many women have been told lies by the people in their lives that they love the most. They can no longer see the truth about who they are. They live with the horrible label of unworthy day in and day out. This causes them to live their lives plagued by doubt and fear. God didn't give you a spirit of fear. He gave you a spirit of power, of love, and of a sound mind. I want you to use that power to change the world, because the world is a very broken place, and it will give you very mixed messages about what it means to be a girl. The world will tell you that to be powerful, you cannot be feminine, and to be feminine, you cannot be powerful. That is a lie. The world will tell you that women cannot have genuine friendships because we are always competing with each other. That is a lie. The world will tell you that your body is only good for one thing, sex, and that is a lie. The world will tell you that if you're not 5'11 and 130 pounds, you are not beautiful. That is a lie. The world will tell you that you cannot balance faith, family, and work without sacrificing yourself, and that is a lie. The world will tell you that you're not smart enough to enjoy math or science or do a man's job. That is a lie. The world will tell you that to do whatever you want as long as it makes you happy. That is a lie. And the world will tell you that being a follower of Christ is a waste of time and that God doesn't care about you. That's a lie. The world will tell you that you are a bad wife and a bad mom if you care about yourself. That is a lie. And the world will tell you that you will only find self-worth through a man. That's a lie. You see, girls, there's a lot of lies being told in our world. My job as your mom is to help you see through the lies to discover the truth. I pray you continue this wide-eyed innocence I see in your little faces right now as long as possible. I will fight to protect that and allow you to be children to the best of my ability. But I want to prepare you for the reality that is our fallen world. Sometimes life is going to be hard. People will say bad things about you, label you, abuse you, neglect you, judge you, and hurt you. It will sometimes be the ones you love and trust the most that will hurt you, my girls, and I'm so sorry about that. I will shelter you from this pain as much as I can. But when I can't, my mission is to teach you to forgive and to find your source of worth and truth in Jesus. He's the only one who will never let you down. God is the only one who can tell you your full potential and worth. He is the one who designed you, and he is the one who has great plans for you. You will struggle with self-worth from time to time. We all do. You see, if we were always confident and always sure and always right, we wouldn't need God. He is your source of power, and his strength is made perfect in weakness. I know this doesn't make sense right now, but someday it will. When you stand in front of the mirror, I don't want you to see your flaws. I want you to see the beautiful body God has created for you. When you stand on a scale, I don't want you to judge your worth by the number. And when you see the covers of magazines, I want you to look past the airbrushing, past the tweaking, and never judge yourself by manufactured beauty. My darling daughters, perfection is overrated. I want you to learn how to admit to mistakes and limitations and ask others for help. Don't be embarrassed or afraid of failure. It's in the darkest seasons of your life that you'll learn the most about who you are and who God is. Boys can be a pain. Girlfriends can be a pain. Learning how to have relationships with other people is hard. This is especially true during the teenage years. Try to remember that they're trying to find themselves just like you are. Knowing who you are in Christ can make this process easier. You see, a beautiful, confident woman is admired by all, no matter her age. And this, it's the inner strength and beauty and a reliance on God that will help you to avoid the consequences that many young girls have to face growing up. It is this confidence and self-worth that will help you remain pure, able to withstand temptation, and help you grow into beautiful, meaningful friendships. He created you to have a sensitive spirit so that you would be willing to care for others. He created you to be loving and kind and gentle so that through you, he can do mighty things. You see, power doesn't come from mere strength. It comes from knowing your power source. I promise to teach you how to do all these things by doing it myself first. I promise to listen and always be a safe place for you to talk and confide. I promise to be the kind of mother who knows where her power comes from. And I promise to be the kind of mother who teaches you about faith and God and all you've been created to be. I promise to be the kind of mother who models self-worth and self-care. I promise to be the kind of mother who teaches you to be feminine and strong. I promise to be the kind of mother who teaches you to respect and love your husband and children and how not to lose yourself in the process. To my girls, I want you to dream big. I want you to pray impossible prayers, and I want you to have a faith that baffles the most seasoned of believers. I want you to know who you are and whose you are, and share this truth with those around you. I want you to be life changers. I want you to be world changers, and I promise to be right here beside you, cheering you on every step of the way. Love, Mom.
Wow. That's a powerful letter, Rachel.
It was a hard one really to write. Probably the hardest blog I have ever written in my entire life was this letter. It took a really long time.
But you did it.
Yes, I did.
And I can just about imagine that there are some people listening who are really maybe even getting a little bit emotional because they are hearing those words for the first time for mm-hmm. themselves and maybe even reframing their mindset of how they want to apply those words to their own kids.
Right. Right. Absolutely. And I think, you know, one of the things we're going to do is we're going to make sure that you have access
yes.
to this
she
letter.
Did read the whole letter.
I did.
It was just so powerful. We had to read the whole letter.
So we're going to make sure that you guys can find it not only yes. in the notes here, but
we'll put it on the website.
Right. And I really want to give you guys permission to use this for yourself. Mm-hmm. If you want to write a version of this for your own girls, if you want to write it for yourself, if nobody's ever said any of these mm-hmm. things to you, please, please take this and
put your own name in there.
Put your own name in there. Mm-hmm. Print this out and you know, it's to my girls, but it's really to mm-hmm. all of the girls because we've all struggled
yes.
with it and we all need to hear these wonderful things and
all the ladies
be reminded,
out there,
right?
All the girls.
And to just really be reminded mm-hmm. of who we are.
Absolutely. So number one, do it for her.
Right.
Whoever her is, whoever that her in your life is. And I love how you said if you're not a mom, do it for your nieces or the little girls in your life because I'm not a mom.
Right.
And sometimes I do sit there and I think about, okay, How are Rachel's kids gonna view me today? You
right.
know, what am I putting out there that they are absorbing?
Right.
Because I've been in that spot sitting on the couch where, you know, your oldest came in and asked me if I'm okay because I was clearly not.
Right.
And really how you look affects mm-hmm. kids and they mm-hmm. are learning. They are constantly learning. And so if you can't find the strength to really find that confidence and be confident in your own body image for yourself, do it for her. But then number two is to do it for you.
Right, absolutely. It's never too late.
It's never too late.
To build that confidence. It's never too late to drop that guilt and to
go from frumpy
to fabulous.
Absolutely. Is there anything else you wanted to add with that tip to end the day with?
I don't think so. I mean, really, it's just when it comes to body image, you do it for yourself and you do it for her because mm-hmm. we have little girls everywhere who need somebody to look up to.
Absolutely. And so for today, we want to give you some action steps. This is a coaching show. And so we always want to leave you with things that you can take away with and start applying right away. So we want to remind you that reprogramming your mind is going to take practice. Even in the area of body image, it's going to take some practice. And so, yes, absolutely. Print out this letter to the girls that Rachel wrote. We'll make sure to put it on the website. But also, we've also created something to help make the process a little bit easier for you. You can actually download a free printable. It's called Three Keys to Build Your Confidence. And you can find it at our website at bigbluecouchcoaching.com. bigbluecouchcoaching.com. And of course, we always invite you to hang out with us on social media, on Facebook or Twitter. You can find those on our website. But also, we want to hear your story.
Absolutely.
We love to hear how your story is going and how you are being impacted by the things that you're learning. And so we encourage you to hop on the website. The podcast on our website will have an area at the bottom where you can leave your comments. And we would love to hear your story. And even, how did this letter to the girls, how did that affect you today? You know, have you heard that before? So stop by and share your story with us, because we always love to hear from you.
Absolutely. So thank you so much for hanging out with us, girls, on the Big Blue Couch. We look forward to chatting with you again next time. And we will see you next week on the Big Blue Couch, where life happens.